It's Brian, your lunatic friend. You ever wonder why Jesus stayed dead for 3 days after the crucifixion? I mean, even on the cross, he told the guy next to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So what is Jesus waiting for? Paul says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. In Thessalonians, it says that when Christ returns, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Sure sounds like they're not there yet. Or maybe the dead people they're talking about are the people on the back row at church. There's no doubt in the Bible that God holds life and death in his hands. And he even says our days are numbered. So yeah, I get that we all die, and Jesus is the only one that came back, except for maybe Lazarus, and he had to get permission. But I'm figuring that if Jesus can die and just come right back when he wants to, and he can do that for me, if I stick with him, seems to me that God doesn't see death as a big deal. To him, it might be more like flipping a light switch on in the hallway. When I think of a light switch, it's amazing how quickly darkness can disappear when you turn it on. And now I'm reminded of a young Albert Einstein who said to an unbelieving teacher, claiming there's no God because evil exists, Einstein says, "Darkness does not exist. It is simply the absence of light." So when Jesus says, "I am the light of the world, and he that believes in me will not walk in darkness," even before he died, he wasn't just talking about having a light on in the room you were in. He was probably speaking about eternal life the whole time. Because later he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live again even after dying." It even says in the Bible that after Jesus rose from the dead, he went to his disciples. He meets them on the road and he says, "Yo, what's up?" Okay, that's my translation. Bible says he said, "All hail," which could still be translated as, "Hail, no, I'm not dead." And this is where he says, "I am he that lives and was dead. And as you can see, I'm alive forevermore, because I now hold the keys to death." So now we all can sing, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave is only history. Now death will have no victory." That's the Easter egg you want to find. And there's your nutshell sermon. Yeah, I'm aware that the Jews considered you dead after 3 days, and being gone that long would keep people from saying that he never died, and waiting 3 days was a way of checking off a prophecy in the Old Testament. Yeah, I get all of that. But the fact that God can bring someone back to life means that, like darkness, death doesn't exist. It's merely an absence of life that God can bring back with a flip of a switch. Of course, I'm just your lunatic friend on the back row thinking out loud, and thanks for letting me share. And you can keep me out of darkness by signing the comments and supporting what you believe in.